Thursday morning upon us here. Our talk around begins now. It is dense out there, and slippery roads, highways, streets, and sidewalks, too. Be very careful when you are heading out the door here this morning. Time for our favorite historian, everybody's favorite historian, Jana Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to have to wear that for the rest of your life, okay?
That's, put on my tombstone.
There you go. That's a title you won't get rid of.
Okay.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We are back with Janet's Crime Spree.
Yes, we are.
And I just love it when you dig up these crime stories from way back when.
Yeah. Well, today's crimes aren't ones that are going to be a two-parter because they're going to be over and done.
Okay.
You know, which is kind of nice.
The quick kind of crimes.
Yeah. The crime that are solved, you know, like within a day or two.
Immediately.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had the theft of a purse. And so they were investigating it. And so the Breckenridge Police Department called in John Pulaski. And he was our resident fingerprint expert.
Really?
Yep. And so he took the fingerprints from the purse and found they were not connected. They had a lot of suspects. And they found that they were not connected to the good name of three individual women who were on the suspect list. So they got off the list. And John was naturally quite proud of his work.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime, he was on his way to, I think it was Hankinson, Lidgerwood. There was a theft of tires, and so he was bringing his fingerprint experts' ideas for that.
So is this? He wasn't really part of the law enforcement agency, just a resident really good at fingerprinting.
Yeah, well, he might have had a kit of some kind or had some small amount of training. I tried to find some information about him, but I could not. The only thing I found was that he served in World War One.
Okay.
And this was, of course, in 1926, so he would have been outside of the war years, and perhaps he learned that as a, you know, being in the war.
I'm That's a pretty good bet, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
John Pulaski, all right. So we moved past the purse thief.
Yeah, that's right. We never solved it, probably, all but at least we there was no other story in 1927 saying, hey, we solved this. So it was.
But John Pulaski was on the case.
He was.
That much we know.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So then we have a transient person who entered the room at the Wilkin Hotel, and he stole some clothing from that person and was a salesman. And he stole it by putting it on. This traveling salesman had his, you know, clothing and new suits and stuff. So the transient person wore the suit and then put his clothes over the top of it. And so as soon as he was captured, he confessed that he was the person who had done this. And so he probably got some small amount of time in jail. Doesn't say how much, but that was his way of trying to get away with it, was wear the suit.
Would he be a transient person? Would they be considered hobos?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. We got that, by the way.
We do. You had a great segment on that a while back.
Well, and we do have, we'll talk about that one in a minute, but there is something that comes out of the tramp campfire.
All right.
This is a daring theft. And it happened on Dakota Avenue and Connolly's hardware store, which would have been very close to where the Opera House area is.
Okay.
And so a fellow, well-dressed fellow, walked into the store, looked around, and they had some guns that were on a case, kind of, but they weren't in a locked case. They were just kind of sitting by the window. And he walked around and calmly found one that he thought would be one that he would like, and so he picked it up and walked out. Yep. So he carried it across the street and climbed into a car and drove away.
Okay.
There happened to be one lady who saw this happen, you know, that he had this gun, or he actually took a Winchester automatic shotgun. And she saw it, that he walked across the street, got in the car, and it wasn't known that there was a theft for several hours, you know. So she didn't really come forward because she didn't know, you know. Thought, well, maybe he bought it. Well, aside from a general description of the man, there is no clue. So he got away.
So gun thief.
Yep.
Okay, we go from purses to guns.
Yep. Okay, we're going back to clothing again.
All right.
And this one is, they say that it's a crime that was committed by two Chicago youths, but they were 23 and 21. And so anyway, there was the camp along the Boise Sioux River, which would have been probably on the south side of the bridge,
okay. The
bridge between Wapton and Breckenridge. And so they have a camp down there, and it was a well-known camp. And there was a fellow who was a transient, a hobo, and he was an informant, sort of. So he was listening to the story around the campfire, and then he leaves the campfire area and finds the officer, the patrolman for the night, and tells him this story about how these two young men bragged about being able to break into the caboose of the NP and stealing clothes from the people who were working, the crew that was working the railroad, and how they stole it and they got away with it. You know, they didn't get caught for the first 24 hours.
All right.
So they were bragging about it, and he went and told the officer, and, the officer found them in a short period of time. They were waiting for a train to take them to another location. And once again, the clothes that they had taken out, they wore. They left some of their old stuff behind and decided, well, hey, this is probably a little bit nicer than what I'm wearing, so I might as well.
So just wear it, just switch it out, yeah.
Yeah, so they got apprehended and sent to the county jail within a short period of time. And, of course, they said, oh, no, we didn't do that. And then a little while later, they said, oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Yeah, on second thought.
And so then the newspaper article says, although young fellows, they appeared to be rather hard-boiled. And then for the next year, the state will furnish their clothing free and remove them from temptation. So they spent 12, 14 months in the state pen for stealing clothes. For stealing clothes, yeah. So,
incredible.
I know. So the judge threw the book at him, I guess.
And so, all because there was a mole in the hobo camp.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but then the patrol people or the sheriff or the police officers came and just totally destroyed their camp, which was for me was kind of a sad thing, mm-hmm. because we've done some research on their camps and then you hear that story from their perspective, yeah. Like my favorite can for warming up food is now gone, and my favorite can for making coffee is gone.
Is gone, yeah.
So the whole camp was just,
destroyed.
Destroyed.
Just busted up. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Hmm. So that's our little crime spree
today. That is another awesome crime spree.
Yeah,
I love your crime story. I got to get the Dragnet theme in here. I really do. Well, what's up for next week?
Well, we're still on crime.
Okay.
Yeah, but these crimes are a little bit more of the people walking in with guns and stealing from
a little more severe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course they never get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of the idea that this is a serious thing, and they probably are individuals who do this type of crime all the time. Where these people we just did this one time and we thought we could get away with it. And we didn't.
Oh, folks, so. You know her, you love her, our favorite historian, and you know the voice every Thursday. Janet Gageland, always great to have you on.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Coming up on 8:20 here. Got the Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman talking all things Jankabazoo. It's up next.
Talk about savings you absolutely cannot afford to pass up. The incredible, amazing sold event going on right now at Slim's. Save 50% off suggested retail on any one piece of furniture at Slim's.
Hey, that's not a typo.
50% off suggested retail on any one piece of furniture or mattress in Slim's incredible showroom. When you bring in the 50% off sold tag, hang it on any piece of furniture. Bring a friend and they get 50% off suggested retail on any selected item too. This is one of the most incredible sales of the year at Slim's. The sale is on now for a limited time. Bring in the tag and save 50% off suggested retail at Slim's in South Breckenridge.
Your new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation is waiting for you at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. And even better, there's a great lease deal. Just $475 a month with just your license and first payment due at signing. And if you'd rather purchase, 0% is still available on 2026 GMC Sierra.